More than 1,100 people have been detained in the United States as part of the investigation into the September 11th attacks. Commentator Joe Davidson fears the war on terrorism may cause collateral damage to America's civil liberties.
The number of people in detention certainly will grow as the investigation continues. The Attorney General has greatly expanded the pool of people who could be considered even weak links to suspected terrorist organizations. And a cloak of un-American secrecy has strictly limited what we know about those arrested. The roundup smacks of guilt by association, ethnic bias, abuse of the material witness law, and long detention on minor charges. The government will not release an ethnic breakdown of the detainees. But those who have emerged in news reports are people of color or Middle East descent. Some say they were held incommunicado, under severe conditions, and subjected to physical abuse. Reportedly, there is no public record of some of those arrested, a situation that carries frightful possibilities. President Bush has authorized military tribunals for foreigners suspected of terrorism. That's a particular affront to the Constitution that protects non-citizens, too. An administration plans for questioning 5,000 men simply because of their country of origin make ethnic profiling official policy. The most publicized detainee is al-Badr al-Hazmi, a radiologist from Saudi Arabia, now living in San Antonio. He was held for almost 2 weeks before being released without charge. For several days, he was denied access to a lawyer. As one of his attorneys noted, had the doctor been a terrorist, his case could have been thrown out of court because the government may have violated his rights. There is no question these are special times. The September attacks and the anthrax assaults call for strong policing. Those found guilty should expect to feel the full force of the law. At the same time, officials are trying to prevent future terrorist acts. But while vigorously pursuing their duties, law enforcement officers must not abuse the law to find the lawbreakers. While limited resources are directed toward detaining people like al-Hazmi, are real bad guys slipping through a law enforcement effort spread too thin? The ACLU has asked the Attorney General how many people have been charged with terrorism-related offenses and how many of those who've been cleared remain in jail. We also need to know how often secret evidence is used and whether people have been secretly arrested. The government could answer many of these questions without compromising any particular case. Congressional hearings would clarify the extent to which individual rights might have been violated. Secrecy has a proper role, but too much of it makes the process itself suspect.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a columnist for BET.com.